For all your steel supplies, it has to be Centurion Steel. Centurion.com.au.
G'day, it's Tex Walker from the Crows.
Come on.
Tex.
Oh, Tex is in the studio. G'day, old fella. How you going?
G'day,
Tex. How's the back
going? He's walking frame.
Yeah, and I'm here to help, actually, because before we get into the footy stuff today, I am here to help you because I really, really want you to get up this week.
Do you?
I've rung around yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've got you. Here you go. This is the first. I've got your $50 voucher to Scooter World to get you one of those mobility
things. Yep.
Yeah. That'd be good down over the road.
Yeah. I've got you a night stay at Clayton Church Homes.
Mm-hmm. That's and for the listeners, you've actually gone village. And laminated these vouchers.
These are special. They're real vouchers. Stay.
I've got you a rehabilitation voucher at Keyser Training for $50. There you go.
What's that?
Physio and a bit of strength work for you as well.
What else you got there?
I've got you, I don't know about this, this might be a bit premature. I've got you a tenner men's pack. These are those undies that you wear in case you soil your pants. Or whatever. There you go.
Didn't you get the hearing aids done?
Are they similar to the ones you got on?
They are. So I got your special.
He doesn't
discount.
Have to leave the studio at all anymore.
I got your $50 voucher for a posture care chair.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. For when you're at home watching your movies. And I'm trying
That's
to get
so
you up
lovely,
this week.
That's so
lovely, Ditz. Oh, yeah. Ditz got you all that stuff because he went to all those places for himself yesterday.
While he was in there, he just thought, I don't know.
Get a two for one. Will I see you down there?
Yeah.
Can we go together?
Yeah, for sure. Now, have you shifted house? I was knocking on your door Saturday. I came around to watch the footy, but I just didn't get let in.
Yeah, that's because I didn't let you in.
Anyway, let's get to the footy. So, now, training tonight.
Tonight.
Where are you at?
At Triple M Studios at the moment.
Where are you at with your back?
We'll see. If I get through tonight, I'll be all ready to go on Friday night. Yep. So.
You walked in here, all right?
No, I'm feeling heaps better, which was, as compared to this time last week, I was in an average state, but the old back spasms aren't fun at all.
How'd you do it?
I did a little bit of lifting at the club, and then I, the next day, I went to pick my daughter up, and
Were you threw your back out, putting your daughter, picking your daughter up?
Well, I think it's after lifting a bit of weights, and then the next day, I was a bit cold, and went
you
to pick Hattie up, and sneezing,
that's
laughing.
That's how you do half your injuries.
I know.
Things like that.
Mate, but it's improved out of sight, so I'm
I reckon he
text Walker out, sneezing fit.
He coughed, he's out.
Yeah.
Kane Paul Johnson did his hamstring getting out of the pool one day.
Yeah.
Who?
Kane Johnson.
Really?
Yeah. You can do, or in
it's
the,
a phoner, actually. Yeah. How'd you hurt yourself?
Well, you do it. It only takes a little thing to get an injury sometimes, but
I reckon I'll be right.
Yep. Yeah, good.
Well, it's perfect conditions Friday night, looking like it's going to be 25 degrees, so it should be good. What happened last week, though? Lots of Crows people frustrated at what happened in the first two, maybe three quarters. Just didn't look like the Crows of 2023.
Yeah, our flight got delayed, Roo. We didn't get there till half time, and then we started playing some good footy. We reviewed it yesterday. It was a disappointing start to the year, but on the positive side of things, we played some pretty good footy over that 20 minutes and nearly stole the game. But we do need to do it for four quarters and stay in the fight a little bit longer to be able to test out the opposition.
So this is a serious question. Was it in the end, we can't win, just throw caution to the wind and we'll just absolutely have a crack? And my question to you is sort of, does it mean you take the shackles off earlier in a game? If it's not working, why wasn't there that, let's just have a go and kick goals?
It probably looked like that from a supporter's view. Like, I don't think there was a message sent down and go, righto, boys, let's try and win the game. It wasn't like that. Sometimes our game's very funny and things happen, but I think the boys just sort of finally said, righto, let's just have a crack at this. And they did really well. But the first half, that Gold Coast was super clean. They adapted the conditions quicker than we did. I think it was pretty simple.
All right, one of the important players was Isaac Rankin. Where's he going to be best for you, in on ball or kicking goals?
Yeah, look, we're trying to filter him through the midfield, but I think it's a sort of situation of the game and where do we need Isaac at? You'd love to have two or three of him, but you can see what he can do in the midfield, but you can also see how dangerous he is ahead of the ball. So, yeah, we're just trying to work out the best sort of ratio of midfield time to forward time.
Well, Tex, Paddy Dangerfield and the Cats come to Adelaide Oval Friday night. Did you watch much of them on the weekend?
Bits and pieces. I was flicking from our game to their game just to forecast my mind.
All right.
7 days ahead.
Mm. All right. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
They're good. They're going really well. They obviously play a very good team defence. They got some balls inside and a fair bit of firepower up front, so we're going to have to be on Friday night if we're going to beat them.
Saints nearly knocked them off down there, though, so I think they're gettable, but they look a little bit fitter, don't they? Look,
yeah,
I think
they do.
Might have had a bit of a hangover last year.
And stole our coach, Jimmy Riley. Looking forward.
James Riley, yeah, he's down there.
Yep.
What about Tasmania? We had the release yesterday, and they're coming in 2028. They had 50,000 people sign up to be members.
One of my good mates, Rui.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. Like, he's avid Crows fan. I was in a group message with all my mates from home last night. A few of my mates are just red, blue and yellow. And he's a massive, loves Ricky Ponting.
Right.
And he said last night that he's going to buy a membership.
What, just support
them? And I said, well, you're a trader if you're going to do that. And I'm not going to talk.
You can have a second team, Tassie.
Yeah
but a membership.
Just for now.
Do you buy a membership for your second team?
$10.
Well, let's support them to get them over the line.
No, it's good for Tassie. It's good to see him.
I'm going
to
get one.
It was always going to be the Tassie Devils.
Yeah,
laws, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I thought, yeah, what else are you going to do?
You like the Guernsey?
Yeah.
I like the Devil. I like the Devil.
Yeah, that's cool.
Devil's got a bit of go about him.
I was a bit easier on him when I found out it was just the old state Guernsey.
Yeah, that's just...
They didn't have some guy in a graphic design
just
studio
getting
come up
with
that
boys.
A week
that
ago.
Guernsey's been around for 100 years.
Good. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Respecting the heritage of the Tasmanians.
Now, Tex, earlier in the week, Loz came across some information.
Okay. Yeah, we do a segment called What We Learned,
yeah.
And this is what I learned. So I think we've all known someone who's put laxatives in someone's food or drink as a joke.
Tex Walker does it to me.
Yeah, it's a crime.
Is it? Good, that's what I wanted to know.
It's actually a crime, and we contacted a lawyer just to see what kind of crime it was.
Mm. Hi, it's Peter Jackson from DBH Lawyers here. Section 32C of the Criminal Law Consolidation Act makes food and drink spiking in South Australia against the law.
Mm.
This includes when people add alcohol or other substances into someone else's drink or food without their knowledge. The penalty for that offence is up to 3 years imprisonment.
Mm. Have you got a lawyer, Tex, or not?
Speak to my lawyer.
Well, you might want to. I don't need to speak to him.
You brought Dietmar in a coffee this morning. Should he keep drinking it?
Drink
or
this with trepidation.
It should go off in about 2 minutes. You'll be running with your bum cheek squeezed.
Did you know it was a crime, though?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either, and I'm...
You may not be playing Friday.
Can I say, I actually physically didn't do it, so...
What do you mean?
Well, I just know a few people around
who
the traps.
Who are you throwing under the bus?
Well, I'd speak to my lawyer.
We need Tex this week.
You're looking fit, though. It's helped.
Yeah.
It's all the laxatives.
It's cleansed him out.
It's like having a nice laxer. It just cleans your eye out.
Yeah.
Don't book people off their breakfast this morning.
Let's get a win on Friday night down at Adelaide Oval. Crows fans, get down there. It's going to be a huge night. Hopefully, it might even be a sellout. How good would that be?
It will be. Did I tell you I've been doing some painting around home? Got the scaffolding up now to do some painting.
Okay.
Anyway, Ellie came walking out the other day and started disturbing me. Anyway, I accidentally dropped the bucket of paint right on top of her head.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked down, boy, was she blue in the face.
Oh, no. That is...
Good one,
get a lawyer and get another writer.
Get on your text.
It's a Loz and Tex Walker. All thanks to Centurion Steel. Triple M.